Kieran McAvoy himself with us now. Morning, Kieran.
Morning, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Does this almost feel like splitting up with a girlfriend? I mean, the relationship's been that long.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a little bit of a tearjerker, but yeah, it's been a great association that we've had, and really blessed to have been a part of it all, and ridden some fantastic horses.
You must have some wonderful memories. I mentioned a couple of stakes races you won overseas in England for Godolphin when you were there. All the good, the Caulfield Cup. I mean, Sepoy, Helmet, these sort of horses. You look back, Kieran, it was just a star-studded lineup for you. It was a dream.
Exactly. It was to be whisked overseas as a baby faced. What was I, 22 or 23 year old, and working with Dettori and those guys over there, and just being able to learn so much off of the whole Godolphin outfit and Sheikh Mohammed himself, and just to witness firsthand the way those big stables operate, and the quality of horse that you're dealing with, it was a real eye opener, and Sheikh Mohammed's made an indelible mark on my career, and been a part of some fantastic times both here and overseas, and there's some memories that I'll never forget. You know, like you said, riding winners at Royal Ascot and winning Caulfield Cups and Golden Slippers, and in some of the famous colours to have raced the race course. It's been a wonderful ride, and I've been a very lucky boy, that's for sure.
For a kid from Streaky Bay in South Australia, what was the initial feeling when you were told Godolphin want you to come over?
Yeah, it was very exciting. I remember as a kid looking in one of those racing books and looking at famous colours, and obviously there were the Queen's colours and Sheikh Mohammed's colours and Sheikh Mohammed's brother's colours, and then to be next minute over in Dubai riding for them when you're sort of only 6 or so years into your career, it was a real dream come true. And I was welcomed in with open arms by Dettori and the team, and learnt so much over there. And then to be given the opportunity back here in Australia for Dali when they first started was a real dream. And we've had some fantastic successes here in Australia as well. And obviously, I've got a lot of people to thank, and Sheikh Mohammed himself, and Henry Plumtree, John Ferguson from the UK, big team. Here in Australia, obviously, training-wise, Peter Snowden and Paul Snowden. Jason Walsh has been a great help, as has David Charles, who's now down in Melbourne. And then, obviously, John O'Shea, he's done a fantastic job since he's taken over. So, the landscape had just changed a little bit in terms of the structure of jockey bookings. And, I wasn't the contracted rider as I've been in other years. And I just felt it was the right time to part ways and head out as a freelance jockey. There's been no bust up. It's been an amicable split, and I'm sure that I'm hopeful that there'll be opportunities if the stable sees fit to put me on in the future. So there's every chance that I can play a part in the Godolphin colours in the seasons to come.
Kieran, Henry Plumtree mentioned a moment ago, he said you and he had a few chats, and I imagine you've had a few chats with John O'Shea as well. And I'm not wanting to tack years onto your age and make you seem older than you are, but had it got to the point, I suppose, you looked at your life and said, hang on, I'm at a point now, if I don't do it now, when will I do it?
Yeah, not really, Sean, not really. It was more a fact of, you've got to capitalise on, I suppose, your successes And the nature of the jockey booking suggested that there might be times where I might not be on as many Sheikh Mohammed owned horses as I have been in previous years. So, it was just more of a case of I felt the time was right, and my wife and I made a decision to do this. And I've had some nice support from other owners and trainers. Both in Victoria and in Sydney, and I suppose it's time to get out there and get just work for them and really make some new associations and build on some old ones. And I've got a new manager that's been doing a great job, Glenn Courtney, and it's onwards and upwards from here into the spring carnivals.
Kieran, have you had a toe in the water from other trainers? And I don't mean like this morning, but leading up to this, saying, hey, if you're available, can you hop on? Because, I mean, Lucia Valentina's a lovely one for a start.
Yeah, well, I've been lucky to have been on her two times. And, there's trainers in Sydney that have been giving me some support in recent months. And basically it's just get out there and about. And I've got my uncle up here, Tony McAvoy. I'm going to do some work for him. And he's obviously got a nice young team heading forward. And, the likes of Gerald Ryan, just inviting for trainers like Gerald and there's plenty of work to be done at Randwick, So just getting out and about and riding some track work at other venues where previously I was quite busy at Warwick Farm, of course. So it's going to be an interesting next few months, and look forward to grasping it with both hands.
So you'll head to different tracks, work, you might ride, say, Randwick Tuesday, Warwick Farm Thursday, whatever, would you do that, vary yourself around?
Yeah, just get out and about a bit, I've been to Randwick a few times recently, and there's plenty of trainers to hop on for there, and I'll get out to Rose Hill and trial days, just get out and about as much as I can, and it's all about riding winners and doing the best for the people that want to put you on, so... The aim doesn't change. It's just a little bit of a career turn, it's going to be exciting all the same.
All right, look back over the 12 years. What was the absolute highlight?
You're probably hard to split a few of them, as I said, I was a lucky boy to have been given the chance, and I'd definitely say that winning the St. Ledger, which is classed as one of their classics over there in England. That was fantastic on a horse called Rule of Law, and probably the other two would be the slipper here on Sepoy. That was a magic day for both the Snowdens and Darley, and also the Caulfield Cup on All the Good, which was trained by Sade Bin Saror. That was a massive day as well, and plenty of memories that I'll never forget, Sean. Big team of people that I've got to be saying thanks to.
Finally, the best horse you threw a leg across with the Dahlia or the Godolphin colours on?
There's two, actually. I can't split. I'll say three. Probably Sepoy and definitely Dubawi and Shamadal. I won on them over there in the UK, and they're both, obviously, as everyone knows here, doing fantastic jobs at stud now. Sorry, winners both Northern Hemisphere and Southern Hemisphere, so... That'd be three that I can't split, that's for sure.
All right, and finally, Kieran, to anyone who tries to read anything sinister into the split, what would you say to them?
No, nothing sinister at all. It's just a change in direction and a change of landscape, which is brought upon this, and it's been an amicable split, and I'm sure that. There'll be times where I'll be in the Royal Blue in the future, and hopefully could still ride some winners for Sheikh Mohammed, and I look forward to that.
I don't think your phone will be too quiet somehow.
We'll see.
All right. Good on you, Kieran. Thanks for answering it for us this morning, and good luck. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, Sean. Take care.
Kieran McAvoy joining us there, and...